بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, yesterday we read the hadith which reminded us about fasting on Mondays and Thursdays in preparation, especially for after Ramadan. And today we'll read a few ahadith, short ahadith, which talk about the goodness, the desirability, the benefit of fasting certain days of the month. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أوصاني خليلي صلى الله عليه وسلم بثلاث: صيام ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر, وركعتي الضحى, وأن أوتر قبل أن أنام. متفق عليه. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported, and in this hadith he mentions, he says, أوصاني خليلي صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's a beautiful way to describe the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, my friend, my close companion صلى الله عليه وسلم directed me, told me to observe fasting for 3 days in every month, to perform the 2 rak'at, optional, the duha prayers at forenoon, and to perform the witr prayer before going to bed. This is Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. A beautiful hadith, is a really nice one in which we hear about Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And in this hadith he mentions and he describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as khalili, a very close, beloved companion. He said, he gave me beautiful advice, he gave me instruction actually. The first thing I would say when we read a hadith like this is, when we think of the companions and their relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would tell them what to do, he would tell them how to behave, he would tell them about the character, he would advise them, and they would know that every piece of advice they get from him alayhi salatu wasalam is one which will bring them closer to their creator. So they love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we also hear these ahadith, we should see them as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words coming directly to us, and we should receive this information. We can't receive it in the same way the companions or the Sahaba did, of course, but we should at least try to understand what it would be like to be in that majlis, to be in that gathering, to be a person who heard it firsthand, either from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or from the Sahaba who was heard it directly. So the 3 pieces of advice given in this hadith. The first is to observe fasting for 3 days every month. And this is in reference to Ayyam al-Bidh, the 3 white days, the days in which the moon is at its fullest, the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. Again, it's something we know. It's just a reminder for myself and all of us that if we can do it outside of Ramadan as well, it's a good option, is something good to do. If the Prophet ﷺ described or explained or told the companions to do it, we should also see the goodness in it. The second mention is another thing which is optional. And remember, fasting in Ayyam al-Bidh is not fard, it's not compulsory, it's just something that is good to do. The other thing he mentioned is Salat al-Duha, or the prayer that we pray after the sun has risen, after Salat al-Fajr. So the 2 rak'at, you can do more, but he mentions rak'ah. Rak'atay, meaning the 2 rak'at of optional prayers after the sun has risen. And then the third thing is to perform the witr before going to bed. So 3 pieces of very simple, straightforward advice that we can also take direct instruction from. Sometimes we read a hadith or sayings of the Prophet ﷺ or instructions, and we think that seems to be so far away from where I am. It seems to be so difficult for me because maybe my iman level, maybe because I've not got the time and so on. But these 3 things, I would say, almost every single one of us, unless we have circumstances which don't allow us to fast or, you know, certain situations, I would say almost all of us, if not all of us, even the youngsters, I would say, would probably be able to follow these 3 really simple, basic, you could say, instructions. But the reward for them is absolutely phenomenal. There's another hadith which mentions Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu anhuma qal qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sawmu thalathati ayyamin min kulli shahrin sawmu al-dahri kullu wa kulli. That Abdullah ibn Amr or ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, observing the sawm on the 3 days of every month is equivalent to a whole year's fast. This is Rawahu al-Bukhari Muslim. So again, the reward is very, very big, as if you fasted for a whole year. And then the final one that I wanted to mention, which is connected to this hadith, عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صمت من الشهر ثلاثا فصم 13 و14 و15. رواه الترمذي. Is reported by Abu Dharr رضي الله عنه who narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want to observe the 3 days a month, which the other two hadith mention, then fast on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of every month, meaning the Islamic month. So the instruction is here, the direction is here, the guidance is here, and now it's up to me and it's up to you to see, to try, to make every effort to try to remember these outside of Ramadan. So when another example, another lesson we can learn from this is to know which Islamic month we are in outside of Ramadan, to know which date it is in every month outside of Ramadan, which is a practice that we don't really follow. We know when is Ramadan, we know when is Dhul Hijjah, we know when is Muharram, because the New Year's and so on, but we don't know, we don't follow the months. I would say this is another good practice for us to inshallah continue outside of Ramadan and make this year, this Ramadan and this post-Ramadan preparation the best that we've ever had. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be able to, number one, if we are fit and healthy enough, Allah give us sihha enough to be able to do the fasting, but also give us the wisdom and the tawfiq to follow the other instructions as well. And every instruction that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us, we try our best to follow them. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله إلا بالله. اللهم الحمد لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.